At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Vice President Mike Pence today visits Dallas to speak at the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Convention officials expect as many as 11,000 delegates in attendance. There will be strict security measures for the vice president's appearance, including metal detectors and a long list of prohibited items. Doors will close an hour before Pence's speech. State Board of Education today is expected to take a preliminary vote on curriculum standards and a possible name change to a course on Mexican-American history. Dozens at a public testimony yesterday spoke against naming the course Ethnic Studies, an Overview of Americans of Mexican Descent. Here's Houston School Board member Elizabeth Santos.
The name Ethnic Studies is otherizing. It puts our students in a category that is defined by its opposition to regular. This style of naming minimizes the role distinct identities and backgrounds play in shaping the diversity that is such an advantage for our state.
The board will need to give a series of approvals before the course is implemented during the 2019-2020 school year. Plano's become the latest school district to get rid of class rankings. The Dallas Morning News reports the district yesterday voted to do away with class rankings beginning with eighth graders who graduate in 2023. Plano ISD instead will do internal calculations to identify students in the top 10% of their graduating class. The district won't release any rankings unless a student asks for it. Frisco School Board voted Monday to give only students in the top 10% their class rank. One of the nation's first self-driving car services comes to North Texas next month. California-based Drive.ai is launching the program with the city of Frisco. Co-founder and CEO Sammy Tandon talked to KERA's Justin Martin about the company's plans as part of our Breakthrough series.
First off, why Frisco? Is the physical layout of the roads better, or did the city offer any kind of incentives?
There's a couple reasons for this. What we really liked about Texas was that it had just passed a state bill, 2205, that made it possible for the state and cities to work closely together on self-driving car deployments. And then we really liked Frisco, particularly because of the speed at which this all came together.
What's behind the technology driving these cars?
There's a lot of different parts to make this vehicle safe. And part of it is the artificial intelligence technology. On the vehicle, there's systems such as perception solutions that, you know, make sure that the vehicle is seeing everything around it. There's motion planning, there's decision making, there's control systems. The complexity is fairly substantial. But a big part of it is also what we call the Telechoice Operation Center. Three cellular connections that go to a remote operation center where humans are also monitoring them, watching them, helping them if they get stuck, and continuing to make the AI system better as that human input is then fed into the vehicle.
What exactly is Drive.ai planning for Frisco? Will everyone be able to use these vehicles, or will it be a limited run?
So we're starting off this deployment in a much more controlled and limited sense. There's going to be a four-vehicle deployment that will launch later in July this year. Where we're starting this is a place called Hall Office Park. And this deployment is accessible through a smartphone application. About 10,000 employees in the area will have access to it. And we intend to do this in a very controlled setting where we'll grow the access as the demand and the overall deployment picks up.
Now, I keep saying vehicles, but will these be sedans, trucks, vans? You know, what should people expect to see? And how many of these cars will ultimately end up on the streets?
We're starting off with a van platform. These are actually Nissan NV200s, four of them to start. But over time, we intend to grow this and scale this. We want to use the learnings from this deployment in addition to the feedback we get from the community to figure out how exactly this can grow over time.
A survey last month by the American Automobile Association found that about 73% of American drivers are scared to ride in a self-driving vehicle. How does Drive.ai plan to get around this supposed fear of autonomous vehicles?
It's a good question. I think overall, what you'll notice first with our vehicles is that they're this visually distinct orange color. And there's actually a good reason for why we're doing that. We want to help shape the expectation that this is a self-driving car. By shaping that expectation that this is a self-driving car and it's not exactly a horse, it's not exactly a normal automobile, this helps build trust in the environment. This lets people understand that, hey, perhaps it's a bad idea to harass these vehicles, or perhaps it's a bad idea to do something like cut it off. You know, these are vehicles on the road, and what we want to do basically is help shape that conversation so that over time, people become much more trustworthy and excited to use self-driving cars as part of their day-to-day lives.
Sam Tandon is co-founder and CEO of Drive.ai. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
NPR correspondent Leila Fadel has spent the past year documenting Muslim life across America. At NPR headquarters in Washington, Fadel talked with Think host Chris Boyd about how Muslims are often misunderstood.
These are communities, not a community, and they identify in different ways depending on what state they're from and the different practices that exist. That's another thing that is often lost. Muslims are often spoken about as this monolith, when the shades of practice are, there's so many different ways to be Muslim and different levels of observancy. So, you know, people talk about being a, you know, a Christmas Christian, somebody who just goes to church for that day, or, you know, celebrates Christmas and Easter and doesn't think about religion the rest of the day. Well, there's a Ramadan Muslim too, you know, in the same way that lots of faiths have these different levels of practice. There isn't, you're either secular or you're observant, and you're either extremely conservative or extremely moderate. But it's a lot more nuanced than that, because people struggle with their faith and people decide over time how observant to be. Some people leave the faith entirely. Some people come to the faith. And so all of that nuance was what I wanted to portray in some of these stories.
Chris also talked to the host of NPR's It's Been a Minute, Sam Sanders, and Shankar Vedantam of Hidden Brain. You can listen to the show at think.kera.org. As for the forecast, partly sunny skies, high around 96 today, 80 now in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth, 76 in Wichita Falls, and 78 in Tyler.